Hello, that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO. It's Jules in for Blizzquake this evening, and I got my friend. Nick, say hi.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm Jules's friend, and I'll be here joining us.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Nick. All right, next up, we've got some Pink Floyd. I'm sure you're familiar with this one. All right, let's give it a go. See you soon. Hello. Okay, I'm back with Nick, and we have some news to share with you. And it was designed by the luxury brand Prada. The suit is that familiar white material that reflects heat and protects astronauts from lunar dust, but are designed to give astronauts more range of motion and enhance safety. And it is designed with more sizing and adjustability options to fit a wide range of people. Now,
love an adjustability option.
You love an adjustability option?
Always.
And that is the last thing I'm going to say for right now. Okay. Thank you. Back to Grimes. Okay, thank you, Grimes. That was awesome. Now we will discuss Disney princesses, right?
Yes, that's what we will be. This is not the official Disney quiz, as we wanted to make it more accurate. So the first question is, Jules, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say apologies to all the listeners, because I definitely turned on the wrong mic by accident. I just got so excited that Nick is here. Apologies. So Nick just asked me what my favorite Disney princess is, because that's what we're talking about. And I'll have to... Oh, what's my favorite Disney movie? Okay, I'm going to have to go with Freaky Friday. I think that's fair, right?
I would say that Freaky Friday is a good assessment for you, Jules. For our second question, your enemies are probably envious of your blank.
Read the options to our viewer, our listeners.
My industriousness, my looks. I don't have enemies.
I'm just going to pause you right there. I'm going to say my looks.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Kidding. I'm on the radio because I have a face for radio, if you know what I mean. Okay. Go.
What are you most scared of, Jules?
What are the options?
This honestly has a pretty large...
Okay, I'm going to have to just decide
range.
Then. I am most scared of saying goodbye to my friends.
Oh.
Right. Shout out friends who are listening.
What do you look for in a soulmate, Jules? This is an important question.
Okay, perfect. Listen up, Jane.
I would hope steadfast. But
I was gonna go with either steadfastness or loyalty. So I'm gonna go with loyalty, Jane.
Now, I'd like you to choose an animal to talk to.
Okay. The options are a phoenix, a bluebird, a meerkat, a warthog,
right,
a cockatoo, or a possum. I'm going to go with a meerkat, honestly. I think that that's like, that suits me. That's
now,
what I'm going to do.
Okay. Now, what do you like to do with your time off?
Read those options.
Go camping. Right? Just get out
go
of town.
Camping.
What is the secret to true love?
Go ahead.
Humor, understanding, I'll get to know when I find it. Faith, compassion, acceptance, communication, chemistry, equality. That's it.
I think equality.
Okay. Where would you like to have a first date?
Where would I like to have a first date? Obviously at a zoo. No. I already pressed zoo.
Oh, okay. And now, pick a singer.
Pick a singer.
I would pick Willow Smith.
I'm going to pick Lana Del Rey.
Oh.
Sorry.
I would also pick Lana Del Rey.
If you had multiple choices, which you don't.
What is your happily ever after, Jules?
What are the options?
Having good friends. Finding my equal. Achieving
having
my dreams.
Having good friends.
You're, Jules?
Yeah.
Your final answer is that you are Aurora. You are shy and...
Wait.
What?
I'm shy.
I'm reading it out to you, babe.
I'm Sleeping Beauty.
You're shy and you can take a while to open up. But when you do, people consider you a friend for life.
Okay.
Beneath your quiet exterior is a thoughtful and considerate person brimming with compassion. Jules.
Number one thing nobody has ever said about me. Okay, next
She's shy. I mean, that's what
so
I would say about her.
I'm so shy. I'm going to play a song for Talia because it's by Adam Levine and it was her birthday yesterday.
HBD.
HBD. So, yeah. Everybody enjoy. Thank you. She wouldn't listen. And she left.
Far too late.
next song is for my girls at home. Shout out Olivia, Bailey, Jane. I know you guys are listening very carefully because you love me. And I love you so much and I miss your faces. And Green Day makes me think of your smiles and your laughter. And I love you and I miss you every second of every day.
know all along, all along, I know I meant to be alone. It's crazy, but all along, all along, I knew I was meant to be alone, out there on my own, yeah. Suppose my blind audit failed to end. Who would be the villain? All the strangers voted for him. Suppose somehow the lying audit failed to smile. Who would be the villain? All the strangers voted for him. To find the earth.
the old river must you keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset,
Olivia and Bailey and Jane, even though that was the other one, but that song was for them. When I saw Waterloo Station, I sort of had what some might say is like a freak out and like a hissy fit in a good way. I was like beside myself, and Jane was like, it's just a tease, that's very Boston, it's just an underground. And I was like, to me it's not just an underground station, thank you very much. And then this also, I feel like it's worth saying that Olivia and Bailey so kindly gave me a CD junior year of high school, and it maybe senior year of high school, one of those, and it had that song, and I listened to that CD every day. I even had to, since I crashed that car, I even had to purchase a portable CD player so that I could listen to that CD every day. Anyway, here's some Grateful Dead, which is a good band, but not, in my opinion, good enough to follow around all your life.
Gone are the days when the ox fall down. You take up the the fields around. Gone are the days when the lady said, please, gently, Jack Jones, won't you come to me? Brown-eyed women and red grenadine. The bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down, and it looks like bar. selling red-eyed gin.
And Nick.
Yes, it is. And Nick's gonna read the FCC mandated PSA now.
Right. And this one is a hot topic. It's ladder safety. Yes. There's something very dangerous in your home, and it could be hiding in your closet. Mm-hmm. We've heard that one before. Or waiting in the basement. So. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off ladders.
Yeah, ask them.
And died. No, they didn't die. They just injured themselves and ended up in trauma centers. So don't let that happen to yourself. And
coming from an EMT himself.
Yes, passed. I'm not certified anymore. The certification ran out at this point, but. Visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
And this has been a great PSA from 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And now we've got some apple scruffs, because those who know me know I love some apple scruffs.
watch you sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stir, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about the apples grow. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. How it's been a long, long time, and how you've been on my mind, my apples grow. Apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you.
Make sure drive the road is calling. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by. South on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. You're just slipping on by on LSD, Friday night trouble bound. Then it starts up north from Hollywood, water on the driving side. Concrete mountains rearing up, throwing shadows just about five. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on by on LSD, Friday night trouble bound. It's Friday night and you're looking clean, too early to start the rounds. A 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. And just snaking on my own LSD, Friday night trouble bound.
As always, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Jules and...
Nick.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. don't forget to be nice to one another.
Always.
Always. Have each other's backs.
Naturally.
Naturally. Get some sunshine every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Call your mom or dad or grandma, grandpa. Call a loved one.
Right. Check your six.
What does that mean?
Stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant. And make sure to register to vote and vote. And it's so easy and fun. We both did. All the cool people are doing it. Right, Nick?
That's right.
That's right. Make educated choices and vote like your future depends on it. Because it does. Yes, it does. So, and with that being said, here's a Beba Doobie song.
do. I'm just a dancer with a credit card.
Day off in Kyoto, got bored at the temple, looked around at the 7-Eleven. The band took the speed train, I went to the arcade, I wanted to go, but I didn't. Call from a payphone, yeah, it's not a payphone, so cost $1. Dreaming through Tokyo skies, I wanted to see the world till it flew over the ocean and it changed my mind. Freak show.